Remind me if you see this happening. It goes into how planets are born, how the sun will burn up in supernova. There's an explanation of the bardo, which is where we go between lives. So this chapter elaborates on the suffering world mentioned in the first two. Number four chapter, which is mostly where we're going to live, is karma. This describes where the suffering world comes from and proves that the world is from karma and not from a creator god. This is why the karma chapter comes after the description of how the world was made. Number five, mental afflictions or bad thoughts. This chapter comes after karma. Why do you think?
And to not have them?
I think you're getting there.
Yeah. Well, like, karma's like, okay, this is... Well, so you know why it's important to know.
So you know the bad thoughts motivate the karma usually.
Yeah.
So then chapter 6, after figuring out that it's mental afflictions that cause the bad karma, then we want to know how to escape it. And that's what's in number 6. Number 7, wisdom, which is more detail on 6. And then number 8 is balanced meditation. So this is a description of a Buddha's knowledge balanced between what? I said it a little bit in the meditation, but when we're meditating, what are we balancing between?
Too much or being too dull?
Yeah. Agitation and dullness. We're going side to side. It seems in our waking lives we're going between these two a lot. It's either I'm bored or I have too much stuff going on. Bored, too much stuff going on. And then there's one point where I'm satisfied because I'm free of the boredom or I'm free of the too much stuff, and then it flips over into the other. So just like our meditation, really. If our mind's not too wound up, it's too slowed down. Okay, next slide. I really like this list. It's one that stuck with me, too. Has anyone seen this before? This is the four requirements of a Buddhist book. Okay, this is also in the reading. So the four requirements, the first one, say jujha.
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 The subject matter is meaningful. The subject matter of the Abhidharma is the wisdom that understands stained and unstained objects, pure and impure objects. Number two, say gupa.
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 Number two is purpose. Purpose. The purpose of the Abhidharma is to plant the seeds of wisdom. Number three, say nigyu.
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 And this is ultimate goal. So remember, we're in the Vaibhashika school, a Hinayana school. What is the ultimate goal in this school? Remember, we're saying the difference between two goals. Nirvana. Yes. So, the books, these are the requirements of a Buddhist book. The subject matter needs to be meaningful. It has a purpose, an ultimate goal, which would be nirvana or enlightenment. And also, here we can think, why waste our time on something that doesn't have an ultimate goal, on another book? We don't have that much time in our lives, free time to study, to look at these deeper ideas, to learn. And our lives are short. We don't know when our life's going to end. So why waste our precious moments that we have when we're still able to think clearly, to understand these ideas? Why waste that on anything less? You know, why not just go to the highest type of book that we could go to? So these are the four requirements of a Buddhist book, but I think it could be applied to any religion too, any other religion. And there's also, you can use this. There's a lot of books that are called Buddhism books. They might even be published by a Buddhist publishing company, something like that. But if they don't have these four, then they're not really a Buddhist book. They're not considered to meet the requirements. So knowing these, when you're looking through books, you can check these off to yourself. You can say, oh, is this talking about reaching the final goal? Is that the purpose of this book? Or is it just some new age interpretation of Buddhism? So we can use this to discern between something that's going to be helpful and something that's maybe kind of nice to read for a little bit but isn't really going to do anything for us. It doesn't really have the knowledge that's going to help us ultimately. And the fourth one, say drelwa. There should be a relationship between the prior three. So to attain nirvana requires wisdom, which is developed by studying that book, whatever book it is. So to get nirvana, you must gain wisdom. To get wisdom, you must study the book, study the Abhidharma Kosha, which has the four qualities, and not waste our time on anything else or anything less. Okay. I'm always so surprised when we get through everything. Does anyone have any questions before we end with a meditation? There's a lot of knowledge in these classes, a lot of things packed in. And probably the first class is the most confusing, and then we'll be going over similar things, you know, similar words we'll be using again, so it'll make more and more sense. And it's mostly like learning a foreign language because a lot of the words we're saying are in Tibetan or Sanskrit. So it's a nice way to come to class and just let whatever's going to sink in. And then we can come back to the material over and look at it again. And it'll make more sense the more that we look at it too. Okay, let's end with a short meditation, and then Lauren will lead us in prayers at the very end.
I just have a question. It's irrelevant, but does Buddhism believe in God or creator?
Not necessarily. There's different views on it, but it depends how you're thinking of God or creator. It's not that there's somebody outside of ourselves pulling the strings and deciding what happens in the world. Mm-hmm. In that sense, no. And then in another sense, Lama Maru talks about it this way. He says, like, we have gods thick on the ground. Like, there's so many gods in Buddhism in another way. Mm-hmm. But not in that Christianity sense of, you know, the way it's usually understood. I'm not even sure that that's what Christianity really means, but how it's taken that, oh, this being, this God who's up in the clouds, like, I don't know, an older white man with a beard or something, or however he's depicted, he's doing these things to me. No, that's more the idea of karma. That's what causes things is karma, not this being that's in charge of the world.
Who runs it?
Basically, our own awareness is where karma, how it works, which can be scary because then it's everything that we think, say, and do is planting a karmic seed. Every single thing. So there's not a moment where just because someone can't see us, we're off the hook. We can always see ourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's That's where it comes in. It's why things happen. Yeah. Okay. So come to comfortable seated position. It's always said to sit away from the back of the chair, but I don't always do that. If your back's tired, it's the end of a day, maybe a long day, you can sit back against the chair, still sitting up tall. And let your body and your mind just unravel. Opening yourself up and inviting whatever teachings you heard tonight, whatever was useful, whatever came to you, to sink in, to be internalized. And feel these teachings as this golden nectar light permeating your whole body. And this light reaches out to the tips of your fingers, the tips of your toes, the crown of your head. Bathed in wisdom. Which brings up the sense of, I can do this. I can walk this path, whatever path it is that I'm on that feels right for me. I can walk this path and I can reach the final goal. Can reach the goal in this lifetime. And be truly able to help the people around me. Not like now when I try to help and sometimes I hurt or completely miss the mark. Not that I stop trying, but I can reach that final goal in this life. Full enlightened being. Knowing exactly what each being needs. How to be of the most assistance. Feel the weight of your body against the chair. And as Lauren leads us in the prayers, getting the sense that you're offering everything you have, everything you're able to offer in this time in thanks. As though you're giving a gift to a dear friend. Thank you for bringing these teachings into this world so that we can all hear them, we can study.
Sashi
Puki Chukshing Me Tok Chan Riva Ling Shin Yin De Gyan Padi Sangye Shing Du Jokun Amdak Shingla Chupasho Idam Guru Radna Mandala Kam Niryatayami Di Gewo Kun Sunam Yeshe Sok Sok Shi Sunam Yeshe Le Jun We Dampa Kuni To Parshu